integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss, Dr. Holly Lucille, and Lisa Davis.
Put down that NyQuil, how to feel less sick while treating the underlying cause. Lisa, put down the NyQuil, step away. I am a naturopath. I am your friend. I bet it didn't. We are going to look at, I would argue, Lisa, that we just had Cass Ingram on, and I think that we are underestimating how much these natural medicines can get our existing systems under control, our existing symptoms under control. And I think the natural medicines do it better than the pharmaceutical. That would be my statement, Lisa. And of course, you threw everything at you. So I would like you to throw a symptom at me. And if I was your doctor, I was your naturopathic doctor, I was your physician, I'll tell you how I will get you to feel better at a pretty low cost using natural medicines. Go ahead, throw me one of your symptoms. I know you had every one of them, so this will be easy.
I did have every one of them, but I'm going to put it in a different way for the first one. If you have a fever, do you let it run its course or do you try to lower it? I was so incredibly miserable, and I finally took something to lower it because I honestly thought I was going to die. So should I have let it run its course? Is that the natural way to go?
No, and I'll tell you why. And there's a whole bunch of natural people mad at Decker right now.
I thought you were supposed to just let it. Okay.
That's ideal. But how you bring it down, there's a lot of ways to do it. Here's the thing. I don't like suffering.
Okay.
As a physician, it's not just about underlying cause. I will write a pain pill. I'll write an anti-anxiety if somebody loses a loved one. There are times where want to suppress. Ideally, though, homeopathic medicines, these are those little pellets, homeopathic belladonna, homeopathic ferrum fos, are things that will gently bring down fevers naturally, but not all the time. Bringing down fever using homeopathy. Homeopathic belladonna and homeopathic ferrum fos. Yeah, these things. And I do have a Radio MD. I do have a blog on there that the great Melanie Cole will be listing for us. So don't feel you have to write everything down right now. It'll be at the Radio MD blog. But belladonna, ferrum fos are great natural fever reducers. And those are the ones I like to do. However, I am not above using a Motrin or a Tylenol. It might take you a little longer to get over your flu if you suppress the fever. Okay. But I don't like suffering. And having a three-year-old, sometimes that fever is so high with her that she's not going to sleep. And if you don't sleep, it's very hard to recover from the flu.
That's the thing. So you have to weigh it out, right? Like I called my father. Now, he's an ophthalmologist, but he still said, go ahead and treat your fever because if you're not going to sleep, then you're going to stay sicker anyway, right?
But I
just needed a doctor's opinion.
Well, it's an independent, you know,
I was desperate for someone. Yeah.
You're still a good person, Lisa, and I like you. Lisa, I like you. You're not a bad person for taking a Tylenol.
I felt terrible. I was so nervous.
It's something where the other thing is that sometimes fever is so miserable that you don't feel like drinking fluids, and that's when you have a problem.
Yeah.
So you have to hydrate with the fever for the fever to do its job. Fever will kill bugs effectively, but not if you're dehydrated. So yeah, so throw me another symptom there.
Okay, runny nose.
Runny nose. Conventionally, you're going to look at nose sprays that you have to wait like every 2 to 4 hours to use. In natural medicines, there are a lot of nasal sprays. There's also using eucalyptus. One of my favorites, and probably Dr. Cass Ingram is probably famous for this one, cutting an onion in half and leaving it by the bedside when you sleep. That really works well. Coming from a marriage with a Belgian wife that knows a lot of these home remedies, that onion in half, I'll tell you, with our three-year-old, that just works well. Keeping that in your air, eucalyptus as well. And then for the adventurous, you have the neti pot. And those neti pots can really work. That's where you pour the teapot in your nose and you feel like an authentic Indian healer. But however, it can burn a little bit. And it's kind of advanced, but with those nasal sprays, you have the homeopathic nasal sprays now. You have nasal sprays with quercetin in them. And the nice thing is, Lisa, if it starts to run again, you can use it again. It's not like a drug where you have to wait 2 hours and your nose is running you're looking at the clock and then you're worried it'll interact with the medication. This is aloe and homeopathics. These things have high abilities to be safe. What else did you have?
Well, I have I was in this before, so I have to tell you a funny story. So a few weeks before I got the flu, I had just gotten over a cold. This has been one of those years. Uh-huh. My daughter's always bringing home stuff. And I thought I was getting a sinus infection. So I read online about taking a little apple cider vinegar, mixing it with water, and, you know, snorting it up your nose. Now, that was not my best day, I will say. It burned like, woo.
Oh, my.
But I did feel a little bit better. I'm thinking my husband thought I was nuts. And I wouldn't let him watch. He was trying to watch. And the other thing, too, is I tried a neti pot, but I have a deviated septum. It goes up. It won't go to the other side. So it only just goes up and comes right back. But have you heard anything about the apple cider vinegar? Or was that just like
apple cider
on
vinegar
my part?
It was foolish because you have a irritated mucous membrane in your nasal sinuses, and that's a bad combination. Oh, I've done some dumber things, but I'm not sharing them on the radio.
I'm very honest and transparent. Okay, so we've got, you know, it's interesting. I didn't have a sore throat, thank God, because I usually get a horrible sore throat. A horrible headache.
Headaches are going to involve the dehydration. So what you want to do with the headache is you want to start sipping an electrolyte fluid all the time. You want to keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. Then your headache will start to dissipate. If your headache becomes bad enough, that's where you got to be careful about taking a Tylenol or Motrin, because the headache might be telling you that you may need to go to the hospital because you're getting that dehydrated headache. You've got to fluid up for that. I'm not afraid of a Motrin or something like that, or again, using homeopathy to sort of calm the headache. I would look at Nux Vomica, N-U-X-V-O-M-I-C-A, for that type of headache. I wouldn't be afraid to do that, but that headache's the warning sign that you may end up in that ER. So time to hydrate. Get your electrolytes and your water. Sip, 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 and then you see your headache will get better. But the sore throat, there is wonderful throat sprays out there. They'll have the silver sprays. You have the throat sprays with golden seal. And these botanicals do, most of them or many of them, kill strep and staph. And what do we worry about, Lisa? We worry about the strep throat. And the less the strep throat is something that golden seal and these botanicals will kill off, hopefully meaning you don't have to put your kid on antibiotics or yourself on antibiotics. So that throat spray can be very, very key. And again, you can use it over and over and over and over, so you don't have to worry like a drug that you have to wait every 2 hours to take it. That's why I think it's better to control the symptoms with using these natural medicines. You can take them as many times as you want. Whenever it layers up or heats up, you can go ahead and dose it and get your way through.
All right. Now, what about body aches? I had incredible, my legs hurt, my arms hurt, everything. It was just terrible.
Body aches are a result of fever and dehydration, but sometimes they're just part of the flu. So I have two things for it. One is, I love this. There's a homeopathic cream called Zeal. Just like being Zeal, and they're not a sponsor here. I'm just giving you things that work. Zeal seems to work real well. It's in pellets. It's in a cream, so you could rub it if it's your knees or your elbows. And those folks out there that have rheumatoid arthritis, they really flare. They really flare when they get the flu. And the Zeal homeopathic can really, really work well for that. The other thing, as long as you're hydrating, an Epsom salt bath. And it doesn't have to be super hot, but the Epsom salt bath will draw off. It'll put magnesium in, calm things down, but you should do it. Make sure somebody's around to keep an eye on you, because you can get dizzy getting up out of the bath, and make sure to rinse off when you're done with that. So that works right well, but be careful getting out of the tub after an Epsom salt bath, especially if you're a little bit thirsty.
All right. I think we will see stuffy. We only have a little bit of time left, but quickly for stuffy nose versus runny nose.
Stuffy nose is you get those eucalyptus, or you get the Vicks creams. You put a little dab under your nose, you keep breathing. I prefer the eucalyptus. It's a little bit natural, a little cleaner, but the comfreys and all that, it'll keep it open. You just put a dab under each nostril. So we have gone through all these symptoms. Now at Radio MD on the blog, you're going to get this laid out in detail. So go to radiomd.com, look at my blog, and you can see that. We have gone through all those symptoms. We're at radiomd.com.